Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 339 on Saturday, June 17, 2023, or Sunday, the 18th, which is Kobe's birthday. Kobe is upstairs with Grandma, and it's his birthday. He is 9 today. So that's very exciting. He will get spoiled for sure. So welcome. We're doing a couple of different things today. But let's get started. So if you're listening to the podcast, obviously you're not going to see what I'm doing, but I'll try and be descriptive as best as I can, but we are going through and talking about this skip that I know was pointed out by one of our members, and both Stir, Zaya, and Fair have been playing around with it and tried it, so I thought we would try it live today, and we've got some thoughts. So first off, let's talk to the chat room and let us see who is here, who has joined us. So we have got Chris, good morning. Fair, Zaya, Stir, hello, thank you for joining. We've got Zep, we've got Tiber, thanks guys, thanks for coming over. Bear with me, everything's a little bit crazy on my side, but, you know, it is, we'll see how this goes. So, I have got, so from last week, you guys had voted in the chat room what I was going to make. So, we ended up making Panda. Alliance Panda was what you guys had decided, and it's a hunter pacifist called Drop Bear. Now, I could not get the traditional spelling of Drop Bear. I had to add an E onto it, so we've got Drop Bear with the E at the end, and I created her. I have not logged into her. I have completely disabled all add-ons, which I feel slightly naked doing that. It's going to be a bit weird. So we will see. But first thing, what I want to talk about is a couple weeks ago, Stir had, Stir had leveled once we'd found out this skip. Stir, Zaya definitely went ahead, and Stir actually dinged on his Passy Panster, becoming our 10th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge champion. And this, I've linked in the chat room, is the write-up for his tune. And in there he talks about, creating, like, the leveling journey, etc. It was a rogue. And, of course, being the very exciting thing is that it was our very first panda pacifist. We have never been able to have one because, of course, you need to get out of the starting zone. And to do that, you need to kill. So it was very interesting to see how the skip went for him. So one of the things that Stir said, just bear with me. Stir says, Outlaw Rogue was the easiest to utilize while relearning how to level a panda. You might be asking, hey, wait, pandas and worgens can't be pacifists because the starting zone Exile's Reach requires kills to exit, right? That was then, this is now. Players can now issue a command to exit the tutorial area, Exile's Reach, while they are still level 1. In the case of Passy Panster, she was delivered to the gates of Stormwind to begin her pacifist journey. Here are the steps. So, what we're going to do is we're going to attempt to follow this. And again, bear with me. I have got many things open, so if I accidentally don't see what you've said, I will scroll back. Let me just scroll back and see what we've got. Stir says drop bear somewhere near Melbourne, as he's twitching a little bit at the thought of a drop bear. maybe so. Mrs. Roguru, thank you so much for the subscription again. That is very, very kind of you. Thank you. You've been subscribed for 45 months and 18 month streak. Wow. Thank you so much. Very pleased you say we finally caught the show. Good morning to us and chat. Thank you. It's wonderful. Thank you very much. And you say, ooh, can't wait to see this. Again, bear with me. Everything's a little bit different to how I would normally stream this. So, apologies if everything's going to be a little bit, feeling a little bit weird myself. So, anyway, what we're going to do. So, looking at Droplet Bear, how super cute she is. There she is. So again, you guys had voted Alliance, so I made her Alliance Panda. She's a hunter. She's going to be a pacifist. But what we've come to check on is how to do the skip. So when I created her, it had given me the option of Exile's Reach or to continue on. So I had chosen Exile's Reach because I was following from what Stir had suggested with his information in, and that's on the blog post for Passy Panster. Okay, so, all right, let's do it. Everyone ready? Gonna log in. Leveling a WoW tune. I know, it feels like forever, Mrs. Rockguru. Honestly, I've been trying to get back to it, but it's, life's been crazy. Anyway, here we go. It's been quite some time since I've been here. I really like the Exile's Reach. Honestly, I found it was a lot of fun. As a normal tune, I think I did it as a... Alright, we're going to cut. We're not going to worry about the cinematic. We've got the whole tutorial stuff. I'm not going to worry about that stuff. Okay, so Stir says, open the chat window and type. So, again, bear with me. I'll put the information, run C _ tutorial. I've got to spell things right. Tutorial dot Abandon tutorial area. Okay, please tell me if I didn't spell that right. I'm getting used to new glasses, so I think I've got that right. And then we go like that. All right, does that look right? You guys will tell me if you can see it. I tried to cut and paste, works well. I didn't want to mess it up, so. Okay. Alright, so that's it. So we're just going to hit enter. Hang on. No, did I do something wrong? Why is it not taking it? There we go. No? Okay. She doesn't want to move. Why doesn't she want to move? Nothing like doing something live. Except when you will be transported. Okay. Except the starting quest. Oh, okay. Sorry, me of little faith. Okay, that happened. Good. Now move with yes. How to skip? Try reload. Okay. All right. Okay, we got there. I'm a little bit too close. I like to be able to see what I'm doing. All right, so we've been transported to Stormwind. Yay. Okay, so then Stir says, open the chat again and type, we want reload to restore your UI. Okay, let's see what happens. We're just going to do straight reload, which we're doing. Tracking options have been simplified, player, etc. Alright, so all of these things there. Okay. Then open up game menu, right? Says options, interface. Disable tutorials. Okay, disable, close, go to the inn. Feels weird because I don't have the game sound on. It's very weird. I could probably find my bike, but it might take me like forever. So he says, go to the inn, set it as your home. It's so weird with all the new stuff now. Very weird. Oh, we've got it. Oh, this quest. Okay, please nobody kill anything. We're making our way. We're gonna talk to Allison, not my sister. Wrong spelling. All right, so we're going to make this our base, and we've got the Hearthstone. Alright, so I'm just going to put that there for the moment, because, again, let's get the steady shot off the bar, because we don't need that. Alright, so hang on, let me see what you guys are saying. Alright, so fair, oh, well, yeah, it seems to take a while to work. You can also go into edit mode and position your screen elements. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so if we go edit mode, yep, so we've got all the things that you can, you know, play around with, obviously. I just left it on the modern one, which is a bit... yeah. Switch. We can go to... That's just the classic. So, all the various ones, which that's fine. Okay. To get started. All right. So that's okay. All right, that's okay. Now you have a Hearthstone. Yes, we've got that. I've got no bars, which that's, again, that's fine. What was that, Mrs.? Or me and wrong spelling as well. Not sure about that one. Use the emote set to your favorite UI layout. Yeah, that's a good idea. I suppose for you guys, you'd probably let me know. If you're going into edit mode, like, do you have set an Iron Man, a pacifist, a blood? Like, is that something that you guys do? I must admit... I've got kind of more like my Lita Warlock UI. I do have, I think I've got, let me just go back in and have a look. So I have got like the Passy, I have got Passy Lita ones there, which are completely different, obviously. There's different ones, which... I don't really use a lot of them because normally I have got my add-ons. I've got no add-ons. It's very weird. Alright, what else do you guys have to say? So, Mrs. Rock Guru. So, you can do this for the Worgen as well. What about the Goblin? As far as I know, Zaya, I've got some thoughts from everyone, so let me just, let's have a, she, here we go, okay, she can have a chat to the bear. Alright, Stur says, yes, UI is usually same between toons and a group, similar spells to be the same place on action bars like kick, jab, interrupt is always F3 for me. Chris says, nicked. Should work for goblins, Stur says, if they start at Exile's Reach. So I said, tried it on Goblin, Human, and Night Elf. All worked. Okay. Hang on. One thing I always do on a new tune. Leaf trade. One of the best things I found out about years ago. Fesses, another dropped bear there on the floor. Yes. It just seemed appropriate that she sit and she can have a conversation with the bear rug. You know, it is that thing. All right, so let's go back to what Stur said. And again, in the blog post, which I had put in, let me see, can I control V? Yep. So just in case, if you're a bit late, I'll do the, if you want to go and check out this was, again, Passy Panster has been our first ever pacifist panda. Stir had leveled her completely from doing this skip that we've just done. And we've got the information. Zaya has also been testing. As I said, he's tested goblins, worgens, human, and night elf, and it all works. Fair also has been testing on one. So we're going to talk about that. But first, let's get back to what Stir said. And again, apologies, I am reading this, so if you see me moving the mouse around, it's because I'm bringing the information in front. So yes. All right. So Stir says the tutorial Blizz provides is great for new players, but tedious for experienced Worgen and Panda players. Now you can skip Exile's Reach, which is one big tutorial for new players, and now chase a Worgen or Panda pacifist like everyone else. By the way, the above instructions work for non-pacifists too. You can create a Worgen, Panda or Goblin and skip the Exile's Reach and level up starting at level 1. Because we're doing a pacifist, the other good thing which I always like to mention, and I know Star and Fair and Zaya in particular love to mention this one, but don't forget to follow a forum post that is titled Passy Safe Quests in Dragonflight. Must reading if you're going to chase a pacifist. Also, loot the chests that spawn daily in BFA, which continue to provide decent XP, and look over the zones in Shadowlands daily. Some of those quests that say bonus experience, while not all are doable by a challenger, the ones you can do pay full XP, all the way up to level 70. There we go. Alright, so that's the thoughts from Stir, and with leveling Passy Panster. Let's go to now my show notes. Feels weird not having the game music, because I have to have some form. The game music has to be in my ears, so it's very weird not to hear it when I'm in game. Zai says, funny for Night Elf, they can't go back to Teldrassil until they get level 10. There we go. That's very interesting. Fair says, yeah, not a good choice for Night Elves. That's really sad. You would think that there should be a way, but obviously no. Alright, let me take Zaya's thoughts that he had put down for me. Zaya says, it is essentially a way to completely avoid a race starting area. I tried with the Night Elf and found myself in front of Stormwind at level 1 with no way to get back to Dawn until level 10. And a Tauren who ended up in Orgrimmar, so it can be used on any challenger if you want to play a race but don't like that race starting area. So, yeah, so as I said, Zaya has been busy testing and leveling different races to see how they go, which is fantastic. We are always super happy about that. I'm going to drop that quest because we don't want it. That's the other thing. All right. Now, Stur says, because you skip the tutorial, you can now go through the various interface options like music and enable it. Yes. So we could put it back. I won't bore you guys with it. It's just very weird for me. That's all. All right. Now, Fair had just recently made a alliance Pandarian rogue pacifist herself called Fairbear, which I love. I love. Love the name. So, let's hear. Now, Fair has written me a lot of information, which is fantastic. So let's go through and cover some of that. So she says, this is Fair's thoughts. Selected Exile's Reach as start zone. Eustace command thing. I love that. It didn't do anything and I didn't think to try / reload UI then. Had no exit command except to quit WoW, so I did that. Reloaded WoW, selected the toon intended to delete her and try again, but remembered that I had not disabled all add-ons for her. Did that, disable, and logged in. Voila, she showed up at the gates of Stormwind. Picked up a Hearthstone at the inn and the Stormwind flight path. Hit the free barbershop since you have to look good. Absolutely. Sold one of her starting daggers and unquipped the other till needed for sapping. Did the wine advert and the cloth delivery quests in Stormwind. Activated chauffeur mount and headed for Goldshire. The chauffeur is very handy for outrunning the aggro you can get from the wolves and bandits by the roads. Got Goldshire flight path and then did the delivery to Goldshire from the Abbey. Picked up the fishy peril quest in Goldshire along with the one to talk to the blacksmith in Stormwind. Turned in fishy peril and took the free ride on the Stormwind Charger out to the lumber mill area. Got aggro while on the charger, but it ran fast enough. Pick up flight path at lumber mill, but didn't do the pick up lumber quest yet. Waiting for a bit more level and stealth. She's a rogue. So there's a couple of really good points to make with it. Obviously, Stormwind, we are very lucky alliance side. To get, there's quite a few of those little quests for the pacifists that, you know, you're not killing anything. You're able to go around and do those, literally hand in, get a little bit of gold, get some XP. Yay. That will help. Because pacifists, as we know, not being able to kill things. And you can't get your professions yet, and yeah, so it makes it a little bit trickier to find. So this information Fair's got is awesome. She is our pacifist queen for a reason. Any pacifist, any XP helps, absolutely. Fairbear, love that. I love that name. That's great. Okay, so then she says, when she leveled, some spells appeared on her bar and some did not. I always take off any aggressive spells from passy spell bars anyway. Got stealth at level 3. And I think that's one of the big things, especially if you're playing a pacifist, is, and I know for my big girls and all my pacifists, I do not put any spells at all on their bar, unless it's more like the oh shit buttons, which are hotkeyed, and you know, things like, okay, I need to throw a heal, I need to, if I'm on the Vogue, you know, you stealth, you vanish, whatever it is for that, just to keep all the very neutral things, so you don't accidentally stab a critter or produce some aggro that might get you into trouble. Let me take a sip. Hang on, we need coffee. And it's cold. Yes. Anyway, Zai says, one thing to note, When you use that skip, some animation may not show, new spells may not go automatically on your bars, maybe a few other odd things. So that's a good one to AFK. So as I said, I took off the steady shot that was there. You know, you've got obviously just the spell book stuff, that's fine. We're not high enough to get anything at the moment. I will say we've got... We'll take the trainee, the crossbow. I love that it's crossbow as well. We have got cloth. Huh. Fair, you did mention that. I haven't read all of the things. Is that... If you did panda normal, do they get... Do they get cloth as well? The rogue got starting cloth. Can't mog it. Yeah. Okay, that's what Fair says. I have not made a normal panda in quite some time. So I'm going to say I'm not sure. But because wrong class armor, yeah. Never even checked, Zaya says. I know. Haven't made one in ages, Fair says. Okay, that I'm intrigued. I'm going to make a note. Panda normal. Starting gear. Question mark. Because I'm, yeah, it's, that's intriguing. Intriguing. All right. We will have to see on that one. All right. Where did I get up to? All right. Then Fair says, turned in the blacksmith quest in Stormwind Dwarf District, then took the tram to Ironforge, picked up Ironforge flight path, then went to Karanos and New Tinkertown area for the delivery quest and the Explore XP. Ran through Dunmorrow to Lochmoden to turn in Stormpike's delivery and picked up flight path in Thalsimar. Returning to Dunmorrow through the other pass tunnel for the XP points, level 4. Okay, that's good thinking. Fair knows all the things. I don't explore off-road on Baby Pacifist, but do turn in at places like Ambersill Ranch just to get the exploration credit. Mrs. Rock Guru says, I think that's correct for the pandas. The first kit you have is cloth. Intriguing. I never really thought about it until now. This says, I often never change out of starting gear on a passy, but need to mog. This says, been around this block a few times. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Then she said, so obviously last week was Stockman Fair? Yes. Like, not the week just gone, the previous week. So she said, went to Darkman Fair, and even before having professions, in order to get the bag and get XP from the intro quest. Did some quests in Elwynn, the back and forth between the stone field farm and McCleary Vineyard to talk to Billy. Billy's a little shit. I'm just saying. Can't continue that as a passy, but picked up the start of the Silly Lovers quest. Maybelle McClure and went to find Tommy Joe. Then talk to Grandma and deliver her message to Goldshire. Note, those quests in Elwynn might not be possible at this level for a non-stealth class due to the proximity to the Fargo Deep mine and the kobolds patrolling around it. good point. Might have to explore more to make up for this XP on a hunter. Okay, very good point to make on that. I will take note of that one. Dinged 5. Yay. Yay, fair bear. Go, fair bear. Trained herbing, mining, cooking, fishing. Went back to Darkmoon Fair to do the profession quest. Did some gathering in Elwyn. Got to level 6. Woo! That was quick. Decided to try the flight path toy. Objective being to get to Kalimdor. So need to get to Menenthal Harbour or Booty Bay for the boats. The flight path toy did give all the exploration achievements, for both Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor. Glad I waited as long as I could before using it. Flew to Menethor boat to Theramor, flight to Darnassus and Dolinar to get the deliver to Dorinar quest from Nordrassil. Nothing else safe was available. Thought I could get the delivery to Darnassus FedEx from the cooking supply vendor, but not available. Okay, good to know. So at this stage, you're level, what did we say? You're level 6. All right. interesting about cloth. Good to know. Love panda gear. Chris says, dunno, maybe that quest is only for night elves. Maybe. All right. Took the portal to the Exeter from Darnassus. No level restriction on that one. Picked up the delivery to Azure Watch quest from Amman Ford. Did the first steps of the blog. Language change. Did not follow the totem. Did some herbing mining in the area. Delivery quest back to the Exeter elk vendor. Dinged level 8. Okay, alright. So all of that got you 2 levels from 6 to 8 from the flight path toy down. Okay. Then Fair says, Hearth back to Stormwind, went to Ironforge New Tinkertown to do gathering till level 9. We love New Tinkertown for gathering. could have just stayed there, but that area is hard on my eyes and I was afraid of clicking on a rabbit by mistake for a herb. True. It is a bit like Bastion with the white light, lots of snow. It can make it a little bit hard for sure. Got to level 10 with a herbing mining run in Elwyn. These last 3 levels were done during the time of the Winds of Sanctuary experience buff, so it went fast. After picking a spec at level 10, no spells appeared automatically on the bars, just had to add the ones I wanted. Not many of those for a pacifist. Having the Darkmoon Fair available was definitely a help, and I really did feel very off-kilter without immediate access to Kalimdor, which is where I usually start my pacifists. I did have the advantage of stealth, but no crowd control till level 10. Interesting point. In addition to my observations with Fairbear, I just discovered that her starter gear, trainee's vest, cord, and leggings are cloth items. Not leather, she is a rogue. And they are marked as non-equipable, non-transmoggable by her class. I don't know if that is always true of all Pandarian starter gear or whether it is related to the start zone skip. Well, as we know, it's definitely, obviously, hunters now are male. I haven't made a hunter for ages as well. Male from, because it used to be a hunter was leather until, 40? And then went to male. But I think they have scrapped all of that and it's purely male from level 1 now. So it's quite interesting that, again, on the Hunter, we log in and we have cloth. When do I go with a Pally? Anyway, we'll have to see. So that is a huge amount of thought from Fair. So thank you. It's good to see. What level is Fair Bear now? Fair? That is some fantastic information. I'm not going to take it too far, but as we know, we do have, you know, there's some startup quests and that. I'm not going to start that now, because I've got the, you know, we've already been 40 minutes, and I've got the rest of the show to finish. But we're going to sit in the inn and not go very far, because I need to work out some plan. But she can talk to the bear. Bear Rug. That's a good name for a tune. That would be another good name. All right. Chat room says, okay, so yeah, Chris, this is great information. So from Stir's Ire and Fair, thank you so much. So at least now we know that the tutorial part of skipping does work. We know that it is fine to do. There could be little hiccups that do happen with, of course, your spells, things like that, the three of them have found, but it's doable. We have not had that, ever before, so that's very, very interesting to see. Very doable, Stir, absolutely, which is wonderful. And again, Stir, what did you level Passy Panster in? It was some ridiculous, I think I shot down, where did I put it? No, I must have closed. 16 days. Real time. What was the... Hang on, bear with me. You know, again, that's quite... It's hugely fast. What was the... The slash played was 2 days, 21 hours. To go from 1 to 70. 1 to 70. Crazy. Crazy, crazy good. Fantastic. All right, let me go back to the chat. Let's see. So, Fair Bear is level 12 at the moment, Fair says. Mrs. Rock Guru, in the normal starting area, you get replacement kit on each quest as you go. So, therefore, yep, as you do the quest, you then get the leather piece, mail piece, whichever. Yep, get... That makes sense. Zaya says, might be only for pandas or going through Exile Reach. Could be. Stir says, get flight point. Yes, definitely. Actually, let's go do this because you know what will happen. You completely know what will happen. I'll forget. Let's run around. Hi, everybody. Hello. Drop Bear is here. She's so cute. I had to have her. I can't run very well. I do have a bad habit. A very bad habit of forgetting. Oi! I discovered Stormwind City and got 25 experience. Fantastic. All right, we've got Stormwind. 25. Oh, look, we've made one bar, guys. We've got one bar XP. Fantastic. Love it. We're on our way. please nobody go and kill a critter near me, I will cry. Don't have time. Otherwise, we probably end up with a 4-hour stream, and I really don't want... Because once I get started... But we've got her. She's... we've made her. We've done the skip, and that's very exciting. That's very exciting to do that live with you guys. All right, what else? Just pandas. Yes, Stir is right. Get the flight path. Done that. Fair says, my add-ons work fine now, by the way. You can start them again. Okay. This is great news. Yes, thanks so much, Stir and Zaya. Very doable. Real time. Stir says, yeah, real time. I was racing Zaya. Nice. It's good to see competitiveness within our veterans and our community. It's always good. Mrs. Rakura says, I'm way behind on my leveling. Understand. I hear you. Totally get it. Fair says, unbelievable leveling rate. Lol. Such a good name. Sewer Beast should be looking for you any moment. Stop it, Chris. Stop it. Sewer Beast is gonna be my pet. Well, probably not, but... Mrs. Rockguru says, back in the day, I have friends whose torrent tunes were called Hamburger and the other was Beef Burger. Love it. Love it. That's fantastic. On an RP server. Great. Stir says, pro tip, don't race Zaya. He's a beast. It makes no difference, Stir. Zaya is a beast regardless. He is over... everything. It is fantastic. I love seeing him. Chris is not. I've tamed him on my normal out of spite. Absolutely. Zaya, Stir is a beast as well. Completely agree. You guys blow my minds. And so is Fair. She is a... what's female version of a beast? A beastess. No, I don't know. But the three of you, fantastic. And again, thank you so much for, again, this information, this beastess, Fair the beastess, and Stir and Zaya the beasts. I love it. This information is invaluable, seriously. Guys, fantastic. Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to leave Drop Bear just sitting talking to Bear Rug. Because that's what we're doing. Since I have got... I'm not even going to worry about playing the thingos. We're just going to go straight into news and just get the rest of the show done. Because I knew it was going to... be a bit longer today, and apologies, but I really wanted to make sure that you guys could see it live and make sure that I wasn't doing anything stupid myself if I, you know, was trying to, hence why I wanted to make sure that that it went okay, which it did. So let's talk about the news, because it has been a couple of weeks, but we have got congratulations to Zaya Jelly on becoming our 16th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Congratulations, Zaya, on that. That was a light forged Draenei. So well done. Congratulations to Ferrima on becoming our 5th Dragonflight Working Man Challenge champion. Again, you see, this is what I mean. You guys, beast. And wait till you see the leveling. Just bear with me. Like, you guys, amazing. All right. So, let's talk about one of the things I did grab for you was the Wowhead post on World Event. It came under World Events, which I thought was fantastic, and it was called A Greedy Emissary Diablo crossover. And we had, you know, we had the Treasure Goblin for the last week or so, which was fantastic if you were on a main, probably not so much if you're on a challenge toon. But at the moment, what started is the Winds of Sanctuary buff, which is up here. And I'm clicking it. I'm right-clicking it. You can't remove it. Blizzard has added it. It is... can't remove it. So, bonus for challenge players, because it can't be taken off. Go forth and level. And again, what have we got? So, experience gain increased by 50%. Reputation gain increased by 50% as well. Obviously, experience is a big thing that that we want. But if you want to check out some of the information that WoWhead's got, we are now into Winds of Sanctuary, which will go from pretty much now right through to the 11th of July. So, what's that? A good 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. Bonus. Bonus. Yay. We like that. We do like that a lot. All right. The other thing that is coming this week, and again, great time, because we've got Winds of Sanctuary and Midsummer Fire Festival starts. So that runs from June 21st to July 5th. Now, I am sorting the write-up. There was a couple of new things. I've put the WoWhead guide in. There is some new stuff in Dragon Isles. There is one new toy. I am looking at following up the write-up from previous years, and that will get posted. I don't foresee anything else changing, but we'll post that probably the day that Midsummer goes live. If there is anything, because obviously with work and time zones and all that, please just reach out and let me know if I have to make adjustments. But I'm just kind of going by what they've got. So, therefore, to that way you've got the guide. So, it's going to follow the same format that we've previously had. Yeah, Chris, it doesn't end sometimes. But yeah. So, again, great. Be careful of, obviously, if you're putting out fires, you're going to get flagged, all of that kind of thing. So, just tread very carefully. That's the thing. There is so much to do in-game. I need to have time to sit down and get some XP on some of my challenge tunes. That's what I'd like. But we will see. Festus Rep is nice if you're doing Tiller's quests in Pandaria. More quests open up from the various townspeople. Absolutely. And talking of Pandaria, Trading Post. So the new Trading Post is out. There have, Fair sent me this. There are a lot of things challengers can do this month to earn the Trader's Tender, including a focus on activities in Pandaria. Questing, fishing, holiday activities. Fair says this has been the easiest month yet for getting all of her tender. So, again, if you're leveling the pacifist tune in particular, and you're able to go to Pandaria, do some, you know, Heartland, who love going around there and just doing the chill of herbing, mining, doing your farm, all of that can contribute to this month's, which is which is good. I know I've not, I think I'm halfway. I haven't played much. So I need to be able to log some in-game time. All right, so I think I got everything for the news. If I've missed anything, please let me know, chat room. I think I have covered all the bits and pieces. Let me know. I will get onto the state of the challenges because you guys have all been busy, which is fantastic. So, let's have a look. Let me just blow this up. I need this a bit bigger. My eyes. Alright, let's start. So, state of the challenges. We have got irons first. So, 10 irons this week, which is fantastic. Alright, at number 10, we have got charismatic at level 43. RIP. Oh no, that's no good. Number 9, Trio at level 59. 8 is Never Dead, level 61, RIP. Sorry to hear. 7 is Zaya Kiz, level 63. 6 this week, Cavern Lurker at level 63. 5 is Nokashi, level 64. 4 is Ferakiri at level 65. 3 is Feriona, level 66. 2 is Magister. Did I get that right, sir? At level 67. And number 1 is Zaya Jelly at level 70. Which again, congratulations to Zaya. 16th Ironman. 16, guys. We've had 16. That's amazing. Magister. Did I spell it wrong? Magister. Nice. Okay, Bloods. We have got 6 Bloods this week. We have got Nini Nowant. Okay, level 10. Number 5 is Athian at level 14. 4 is Blood Thief at level 24. 3 is Sindas at level 36. 2 is Chaya at level 65. And number 1 this week is Zaya Bingra at level 66. Well done, Bloods. Pacifist. We've got 10 pacifists. That's fantastic. Number 10. We have got Sir Daniel. Apologies if I've not pronounced that one right. Level 24. 9 is pacifists. Level 24, but red flagged because one uncommon slot was equipped. Oh, I have a story to tell you about that in a minute. Number 8, Hunter 5 at level 26. 7 is Ellerian, level 33. 6 is Pacifists at level 34. Can't be same tune? No, surely different. Must be different server. 5 is Sync at level 61. 4 is Ferrovola at 63. 3 is Ferrinis, level 64. 2 is Ferrofay at level 67. And number 1 is Ferrovegan at level 68. Well done for the passies. Working men, we have got 5 of those. We have got at number 5, Mogal at level 16. 4 is Ironbow at 23. 3 is Feranos at level 40. That sounds like a place. Feranos. Let's go to Feranos. There are all the fairs there. That should be like Fez. Sounds Greek. Hey? It
sounds Greek.
It does. It sounds like those Pharaohs. Nos is a place. Where is it, Fair? I like it. I could just see that as being like your place with all the fairs everywhere. Shetland Islands. Cool. I like it. Number two is Pharaoh Winter at level 69. And number one is Pharamar, level 70, which is our fifth Dragonflight Working Man Challenge Champion. Well done. Yes, that's what Execute says. Sounds like a place somewhere in Greece. It's a bird sanctuary. Oh, lovely. All right, greens. This week we had six greens. We have got Dawn Warden at level 14. Five is Kanja at level 30. Four is Cry, level 40. Three is Farah Sola at level 62. Two is Farahren, level 62. And number one is Farah Cree. Did you get it right? Oh, level 63. I got it right. Yes. I had to think about it. Tins. We had got four tins this week. Number four. Tin Man 1 at level 12. Number 3 this week is Tin Man Paltry at level 28. 2 is Corsal at level 40. And number 1 is Monogoblissa at level 63. Okay. There were no teams this week. Excellent. All right. that's my mother probably saying
Kobe's
something.
Nine.
Hey?
That's what the message says. Kobe's nine.
Kobe's nine. Yes, that's what I said. Kobe is nine. Grandma is very excited. I'm sure she's probably already given him. She bought him 3 gifts because he loves to open things. So she,
is so spoiled.
He is absolutely spoiled.
So is this cat.
So is the cat. Yes, as Execute says.
We like animals around here.
We do. All right. Chit chat. So I have got one little joke for you guys. Here it is. Two windmills are standing on a wind farm. One asks, what's your favorite kind of music? The other replies, I'm a big metal fan. It was cute. I liked it. Tyva, stolen joke of the week. Did you hear about the dude who evaporated? He will be missed. I like it. Nice. They're both very cute. Very cute. All right. I did get a question on Twitter from Delery. Delery? Anyway, I have responded to them on Twitter, but again, it just had to do with the XP buff. They tweeted at us with the XP buff from this new event. Can we do Iron Man? Or does the 50% buff count as cheating the system on Iron Man? Thank you. My response was, usually XP buff that Blizzard adds for limited time means it cannot be removed, so play your challenge tunes as normal, which is exactly what we discussed. Blizzard, at times, we have seen, does throw out to everyone, hey, go forth, you can't remove it. As we know, there are some zones you can go into that they put the zone-wide buffs. You can click on it. It will come off. Sometimes it comes back on. But if you've got a buff that can't be removed, you can still play your challenge tunes. You know, it wasn't our choice to have the buff, but we can certainly benefit from it because we can't remove it. So, yes, go forth. play your challenge tunes, have fun, stay safe, all of that good thing. What more can I say? Let me drink my cold coffee. Fantastic. All right. I think I've covered everything. Drop Bear is obviously deep in conversation with Bear Rug. Fantastic. Don't have a problem with that. Why have we got trade in four? What the hell's that? Have we got two trade ones now? See this? What's this? Trade services. Have they changed something? It's comes up as someone just for inscription about, you know, send personal order. Trade services is for runs and such. That must be new. And orders. See, I disable. I leave all of that. So that's completely new for me. I hadn't even noticed it. Honestly, also, I've not very much been in game a lot, as we know. So, anyway, we will need to try and spend some today time to get some leveling in. That's what I'd like. We will see how that pans out. All right. Anything else? Did I miss anything? Anyone got any questions before we wrap this up? I'll just throw it out there. I'll start wrapping it up just while, in case you've got anything you want to add to it. Just going to say big thank you to all our Iron Elites. Thank you so much for your contribution, for helping keep the website and all of that going. It is greatly appreciated. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W., myself, Mac, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rod, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. Still can't do it like Stone, sorry. Winema, Zaya, Grandma. You would think, how long have I been doing this show? You would think Grandma, who knows I've got a show today, would not be texting me. Because she knows that I'm doing a show. Oh, God bless her. Anyway, that's Grandma for you. She's very excited. Apparently, she said, I've kept one gift for you. Oh, there's Kobe. Can you see? Hang on. Oh. It's probably not going to show. Can you see? It's Kirby. Big 9-year-old boy. Apparently, she's kept my present. I did buy him something. I thought it was going to arrive Friday. It hasn't arrived, so his present is belated from me. So Mum has kept. Grandma has kept one of her presents because, as I said, she bought him three. He can open with me, which is very sweet, very sweet. But I've got him this lovely, it's like a high set for his food and drink bowl. I mean, he's 9. I think he's starting to feel it, so he won't have to bend so low to drink and eat. So, yeah, I thought it was really practical and it'd be helpful for him. All right, so I don't think you guys have got anything else, so I just want to say a huge thank you, to all of our fantastic people who help out. Thank you, guys. Stir, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Zaya, Thank you. To our code wardens, thank you for all the things you do. Again, Zion Rudd, you guys, I know, are busy checking all the bits and pieces, so thank you. To everyone here who hung out, thanks for joining me, guys. I do appreciate it. Reminder, no show next week. I will be back on Saturday, July the 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern. Reminder, I'm just doing shows every 2 weeks for however long. We'll see what happens. The body is still definitely not right, but hopefully we're getting there, so we'll see. Wowchallenges.com is the website. Please go and check out all the information you can find for the different challenges that we've got. To register your tune, look for the add tune button up the top. You can find all the information for our socials over there as well. If you want to listen to the podcast, obviously, places like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. If you've got some questions, jokes, screenshots that you want to share, etc., please send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. I did get the ones from, was that Mrs. Rakuru who sent me? I've got them. I've having issues with XSplit. I think it's the XSplit that's playing up, hence why we haven't got the traditional screen that I normally would have for you, but I did get them, so thank you. They look fantastic. I will be adding them into the ones I've already got, so that's very exciting. So thank you very much for that. Don't forget, if you want to follow me, easiest way is probably jump onto Linktree and look for Leta Wow, LWETAWOW, and you can find all of the socials that I'm on, which, you know, is just a couple of things. All right. Any last things? Nothing there. All right. Big thank you to Mr. Nisi for our intro. We do appreciate and we love our intro. You can check him out on Discord, Mr. Nisi. And as I always like to say, a huge thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping with the outro and for being my proofreader and all the other things that he manages to do that I ask him. I do appreciate that. Thank you, Execute.
It's weird having you call me that.
I know, but I do appreciate. So, thank you. All right, guys. Have a fantastic week. We will be back in 2 weeks, so July 1st, 7 p.m. Eastern. Take care and all of that good stuff. Stay safe, both in and out of game. Don't forget, take Winds of Sanctuary. Utilize if you can. Have fun. All right.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.